This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director Alicia Graf Mack, plus five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A bill to increase funding for public transportation in Illinois has stalled over the weekend in the Illinois General Assembly. My colleague Isabella Nieto took a look at some cuts you might eventually see if you ride Metra, PACE, and CTA. The legislation would have created a $1.50 surcharge on all deliveries, everything from Amazon to getting a pizza throughout the state to help avoid cuts to public transportation. This measure did not pass the full legislature. And now State Senator Ron Villivallum says transit riders could see 40% cuts in service and 3,000 layoff notices. The Regional Transportation Authority of Chicago hinted cuts are coming. It said in a statement, it will work on a budget that will include funding we are confident the system will receive in 2026. And we're going to have more from the State House later in today's episode, so hang tight for that. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson was in suburban Joliet today for the groundbreaking of a pipeline project. It will connect several suburbs running out of water to Lake Michigan. My colleague Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco reports the underground aquifer that Joliet and five other suburban communities count on for drinking water is not going to be able to meet demand by the year 2030. And the solution is a 60-mile pipeline to deliver water from Chicago to its suburban neighbors. Mayor Brandon Johnson says it will supply water to about 250,000 people.
Lake Michigan water will be made available to our neighbors who need it, while also bringing new and significant revenue to the Chicago water system.
The pipeline is expected to be completed and deliver water to suburban customers by 2030. A new study shows exercise improved survival in patients with colon cancer. The study's findings were featured Sunday at the American Society of Clinical Oncology's annual meeting right here in Chicago. And my colleague Araceli Gomez Aldana reports the international study finds patients who have colon cancer who had also completed chemotherapy and participated in a structured exercise program saw better outcomes. Researchers tracked nearly 900 patients over 8 years, and they found people in a three-year exercise program had 28% fewer recurrences of cancer. The study also found 37% of patients saw fewer deaths from any cause. Experts say the benefits rival some cancer drugs, and they're urging cancer centers and insurers to include exercise coaching as a new standard of care for colon cancer survivors. The study was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. And the Indiana Pacers are heading to the NBA Finals for the first time in a quarter century. The Pacers beat the rival New York Knicks over the weekend. Sidra Mullet grew up in Northwest Indiana and now lives in Chicago. And she's been a Pacer fan since the days of Hall of Famer Reggie Miller in the 90s and even attended Saturday's clinching Game 6 in Indy.
I'm excited but anxious because obviously we've been here before. And it was one of those things where you felt like if it couldn't happen with Reggie, is it ever going to happen?
Indiana is trying to win its first NBA title. Game one against the Thunder is Thursday in Oklahoma City. You're listening to The Rundown. Illinois lawmakers have adjourned for the summer, but over the weekend, they did pass a state budget just a few minutes before the midnight deadline on Saturday, but there is still plenty they left on the table. My colleague Mary Dixon spoke with our State House reporter Alex Degman about what did and did not get done.
We have been hearing for months about how hard it was going to be to get a state budget agreement this year. How did things shake out?
Yeah, the state's budget for the next fiscal year takes in about $200 million more than it spends, but you're right, it was not easy to get there. The state's making its required pension payment. It's increasing education funding by $350 million like it does every year. It also gives a small pay raise to people who take care of the developmentally disabled. puts more money toward free clinics and safety net hospitals in case the federal government cuts those. It also makes about $400 million in cuts. Now, that includes a program that offered health coverage to immigrant adults living in Illinois without legal status. But it also depends on new revenue, like tax increases on sports wagering and vaping. Plus, the state's trying to collect delinquent taxes and overdue debt that they've been owed. And it also depends on pausing certain things, like transferring money into the general transferring money into the rainy day fund and into the road fund.
We've heard Republicans hammering Governor Pritzker pretty hard about the tax and fee hikes and how much spending there is. So is it really the biggest state budget ever?
Well, yeah, it is. And Republicans say the state is just doing a bunch of unnecessary spending. And to be fair, there is over $200 million budgeted for projects in Democratic districts. And also pay raises for legislators are going to make about $98,000 a year for a base salary. But every state budget from now on is going to be the biggest state budget every year. That's just how it is. The state is required to spend more on state pensions and K-12 education every year, for example. And Pritzker's also pretty quick to point out how bad things were when he came into office. I mean, he does that a lot. Now, if you remember, there was a multi-year budget impasse and neighboring states were literally champing at the bit to lure residents and businesses over there. But Pritzker told reporters yesterday, look at them now.
Indiana's 10% budget deficit and Iowa's 5% budget deficit caused them to cut public health and higher education and dip into their rainy day fund.
We were also hearing a lot about the problems facing public transit and proposals to fix that. Did they manage it?
No, not yet. The Senate did pass a bill that took about a year of work to put together, but the House didn't take it up. And it would have reorganized how public transit runs in the Chicago area. It would have integrated fares. It would have streamlined scheduling. It would have put the Cook County Sheriff in charge of a violent crime task force. But it also needed $1.5 billion in new money. And a lot of that would have come from a $1.50 surcharge on every delivery across the state, except for groceries and medicine. So what does that mean? So you order from Amazon, that's taxed. Pizza, taxed. Groceries with a bottle of shampoo in the bag, also taxed. And that, frankly, was going to be a really tough sell at 11:30 p.m. on the last day of session. Now, the bill could still get a vote, but it does need quite a bit of work.
And a few other things the Illinois General Assembly left unfinished. What are they?
Yeah, a couple of J.B. Pritzker's main priorities didn't make it so far. He wanted a cell phone ban in classrooms, and he wanted community colleges to be able to offer four-year degrees. Those stalled. That's incomplete. Anything for the Bears is still pending. And so is a bill that would regulate homeschool across Illinois. Also, Deb's Law. That's a bill that would let terminally ill people self-administer life-ending medication. That passed the House, but the Senate did not take that up.
State House reporter Alex Degman speaking about the newly passed Illinois state budget. Weather forecast, it's sunny and warm today, high in the low 80s, and then partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a bit windy with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, high in the upper 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.